Welcome back to Mike Amzuki Reads, and we're going to continue playing down previews from September 1994. Thank you, Kirk. Big Five Army on Blue Sky and X for providing me the material. So we got Dark Horse Comics. The spotlight is on Sin City, the town without pity. I believe I bought all the Sin Cities after the fact. And we have trade paperbacks and metallic trading cards for Star Wars. Cards were cheap back then. That cost for a set was $30.65. We have classic Star Wars, the early adventures. This was a reprint of the comic original strips from the newspapers. Dark Horse Presents number 91. Hellboy, Blackheart. And Monocore. And this final installment of Baden. Got a lot of trades. I'll skip those. Rebel Sword by Yusukazu Yoshiko. Star Wars Tales of the Jedi, Dark Lords of the Sith, Book 1, Number 2. Grendel Tales, Devils and Death. I've become a really big Grendel fan very late in the game. I think the only ones that I bought off the comic store was War Demon or War Party. I can't remember. The Caravan Kid, Part 3, Number 7. Another Frank Miller stuff. Big article in there. Johnny Dynamite by Max Allan Collins and Terry Beatty, Number 3. Sin City, Big Fat Kill, Number 1, which is the feature. Barbed Wire number 7, Medal of Honor number 2, X number 9. I think I completed my X, but I don't think I did my. Let me see. I'm gonna go look at. I know I completed my X, but I'm gonna go look at Barbed Wire. Barbed Wire, Volume 1. Do I have the first? Yeah, I have 1 through 9. Volume 2, I have, looks like I'm missing 3 through 3, 4, and 5, which is very odd. And it doesn't make sense. I'll have to double check that. There were Adam Hughes covers on the volume 2. The Machine is another Machine number 1. Wanted to see if I finished that. 1 through 4, yeah, I got that. So I was trying to complete all of my Comics Greatest World stuff. They even have some preview pages from the Machine. Classic Star Wars: Return of the Jedi from Marvel Comics. I mean, it's from Dark Horse reprinting the Marvel adaptation. The Machine number 1, which we just talked about. Division 13. That's a Giffen book. I want to see if I own that. Division, especially because I want to be a Giffen completist. I guess I didn't buy that one. I am going to add those to my cart on my comic shop right now. Because I really. That's DCBS. Let's go. My. So that was Division 13. Wonder what. Yeah, they're cheap. They're like 265. So boom, boom. Add to cart. Boom. I wonder if my package came. I'm gonna pause things here for a second. That'd be. So I just confirmed that I do have Barbed Wire Volume 2 on DCBS, so I just didn't inventory them. Didn't have Division 13, which I added to my list. And then John Byrne's Next Men. I should have a full run of that. But I do want to confirm. Because if I find holes, it pisses me off. Next Men. Yeah, I have a full run of that. And that was number 30, which is the final issue. Series goes on hiatus. Does it come back? Yeah, second series. Don't have cover images for that, so I have to click on it to get them downloaded. It takes seconds, but I just want to confirm I have a full run of that too. It looks like I do. There were alternate covers for some of these issues. And there were 9. So is there a third series? We'll see. I hate when that happens. Next Math Aftermath. And that continues the numbering. And I have those 4-5 issues that came. So I have a full run of Next Men, which is what I was hoping. And let's see what else we got. Oh my goodness, I know I don't have any of those issues. One Bad Rat, don't know what that is. Sin City, The Babe, Whore, Red, and Other Stories. I probably have that because I thought I went through my completion of those comics. There's some pictures of the Bad Rat. Looks interesting. If I found that in a dollar bin, I would definitely pick that up. Dark Horse Insider, that was letting you know it was coming out. Radicals in Paradise. That was a Jim Silky book. I don't think I have any of that, and we're going to check what that is. Right, because Jim Silky can draw. Radicals. Rascals. Rascals in Paradise. Oh my god, these look awesome. This is a must get for me. So I'm going to go to my comic shop again. And Rascals in Paradise, those are probably like $3 books. Nobody's getting them except for me. And maybe you, if you care, to look it up. Oh, they're a little more expensive, so it's not what I was thinking, but I'm going to go for it anyway. They're about $9 a pop. $12 for that last one. It's got to be the Silky thing. Like, he just draws so good. The Dirty Pair. I have maybe one or two of those comics, but that's a trade paperback. Grendel Tales, trade paperback. The rest are trades. Don Martin's Drool Book. It got a Madman figure. One Fine Tuesday last June, a lithograph. It's got some Don Martin stuff, and then some Universal Monsters and Alien Casts t-shirts. There's a comic book called Dark Terrors. It's a UK magazine. Never heard of that and don't have it. Let's see where we're going. We get to DC. I think we're going to go through DC too. So we got I'm gonna skip the trades and vinyls and kits and stuff like that. Got the Big Book of Urban Legends from Paradox Press. I don't own any Paradox books. Animaniacs, a Christmas special. Definitely don't own that. I wouldn't mind having it, even though I've never watched Animaniacs. Got Batman 514. For sure have that. They're offering Penguin Triumphant again. That was a one-shot by Ostrander Staton. Definitely have that. Batman Bloodstorm. That was a hardcover. $24.95. Got that. Black Orchid, number 17. I'm not sure I have all of the Vertigo Black Orchids, but I have a good portion of them. Deathstroke the Hunted, number 43. I have that. Extreme Justice, number 0. I have that. So is this 0 hour now? Flash, number 97. Terminal Velocity. Hardware, number 23. So we got Milestone going. Have that. Judge Dredd 6. I just completed that recently. Legion of Superheroes, number 64. I think I have that. I definitely don't have Mad Magazine. Mob Fire. I'm pretty sure I don't have that. So let's see what in the world that is. Mob Fire. Oh, that's a Vertigo title, and it's by Gary Usha and Warren Pierce. That seems good. Primal Force number 3. I just read 0. I listened to, you've heard me say I listened to Does It Come in Chromium? Matt Anderson hosts it. He always has a guest. And I like to read along when I can, and when I lazily can. And what I mean by lazy is I don't want to go to the basement, because most of my DC books that are in this, or Marvel books that are in this era, they are in long boxes. They're not in drawer boxes, so I don't have like access to like pull out a drawer. I have to like lift long boxes that are in this corner of my basement, and they're stacked upon each other next to a foosball table, which I can't play foosball because the boxes have gotten too close to them. But yeah, I read Primal Force number 0, and I fell in love with it again. Like, I didn't re well, I not again, because I didn't realize at the time. I thought it was another comic and I enjoyed it, but I didn't realize like how much I enjoyed it. And I read 0 because that's the only one on the app that's available, because of some of the 0 ones. Like, I even tried Xenobrood, and I tried to read that, but that's cool. We got Sandman Mystery Theater 22. Loved what I read, but I don't own a full series of that. Don't own a full series of Shade the Changing Man. That got a little too wackadoodle for me, but I would like to complete it at some point. Spectre 25, I know I have. That's the Ostrander Mandrake. Star Trek 67, pretty sure I have close to a full run of Star Trek. Star Trek: The Next Generation, I believe I was buying for my wife, but this is one slash with Deep Space Nine. Not sure I have that one. Superboy 11, for sure have. Superman Man of Steel number 40, for sure have. Vamps Tattoos. Is that a comic? No, that's those are temporary tattoos. Interesting. Wonder Woman number 93, that's the Messer Loebs and Mike Diodato Jr. If I remember, that's the biker suit Wonder Woman, when Artemis was Wonder Woman. Batman Shadow of the Bat number 34. Demon number 54. Definitely have that. Green Lantern 58. For sure have that. Guardians of Metropolis. I need to look that one up, but I'm pretty sure I completed that one. I didn't buy that one off the shelf. I know that. Guardian. Guardians of Metropolis. Yeah, there are four issues, and I do have that. Hawkman 16, for sure, have that. Hellblazer 85, maybe. I don't have all the Hellblazer. Icon 21, have that. Justice League of America 95, definitely have that. That's the Gerald Jones era, the guy that went to jail for pornography, child pornography. Moonshadow, probably don't have. That's J.M. DeMatteis and John Muth. But it sounds familiar. Moonshadow. Vertigo. It was also an epic. And I thought I might own one of them, but I don't. So you can see that when I say I have almost DC comic from 1973, that I'm missing the funny books and the Vertigo books. We got Shadows Fall. I don't know what that is, but it's mature readers, so it's probably a Vertigo book, which I'm definitely probably don't have. Shadows Fall. It is Vertigo. And it's John A. Reber with John Van Fleet art. Star Trek Generations. Probably don't have that. Curious what that is. Because I was getting Star Trek, but I don't know if I dropped off at this point. I wasn't usually crazy like I am now. Yeah, I wasn't getting that. Looks like it's a one shot. It's in a movie adaptation. Mike Sean Freeman and Gordon Purcell. New Titans 117, have that. Starman number 3, definitely have. Superman 96, have. Vamps number 6, have. Zombie number 8, definitely have. Adventures of Superman 519, have. Animal Man 79, yes. Adam Special number 2, yes. Batman Legends of the Dark Knight 67, maybe. I don't have all the Batman Dark Knight books, but I gotta finish that. Blood Syndicate, yes, have it. That's Milestone. Detective Comics 681, definitely have it. Face, don't have. That's probably Vertigo. Gunfire number 8. I think I finished that series. Gunfire. Yeah. That was came out as 0 Hour 2. Justice League Task Force, definitely have that. Fate, I finished that. La Pacifica, that's a Paradox Press, don't have that. Legionnaires, I was in and out on Legion, so I got some work to do on Legion of Superheroes. And Outsiders 14, have. Rebels 95, have. Ray number 8, have. The Sandman 66, maybe. I would like to have it. It might be a good time to buy Sandman because of the Neil Gaiman controversy. But Star Trek: The Next Generation, probably have that because I was buying that for my wife. Star Trek Special, maybe have that. Xenobrood, I'm pretty sure I have it. Steel, yes. Swamp Thing, questionable. It was Vertigo. And Shadow Cabinet, definitely have. Action Comics 706, definitely have. Anima, definitely have that. Aquaman number 5, yes. Babylon 5, probably not. It'd be kind of cool to have, even though I never watched the TV show. Batman Adventures, almost likely don't have, because it was a kid's book, and I was like, nah, I don't want that at the time. The Books of Magic number 9, maybe. Brooklyn Dreams. That's probably a Vertigo, don't have, or Paradox Press. Catwoman number 17, definitely have. Damage number 9, yes. Death Wish, another milestone one, definitely have that. Dark Stars, number 27, have that. Doom Patrol, 86. Maybe because it's the Rachel Pollack era. I know I have all the Grant Morrison stuff. Green Arrow, 93, definitely have. Guy Gardner-Warner, definitely have. Invincibles, probably not. That was Vertigo. Kill Your Boyfriend, definitely probably don't have that. A Vertigo Voices one-shot by Grant Morrison and Philip Baum. I wonder, that looks cool as hell. Kill Your Boyfriend. Yeah. That could be a cool book to get. Cobalt, yes, I have that. Read that whole thing. I remember it. Lobo number 12. I'm working on completing Lobo, but I'm positive I have 12. Looney Tunes number 10, maybe. Another one I was buying for my wife. Manhunter number 3, definitely have that. Metropolis, SCU, maybe. I'm looking right now. Let's see Metropolis if I look up. Metropolis, SCU. Yep, got that. I think I bought that, not at the time though. Robin, definitely have. Showcase 95, yep. Star Trek Next Generation, Shadowheart, maybe. Static number 19, definitely have. And then they got some t-shirts and labels and temporary tattoos and posters and some cool stuff. But I think that takes me through the comics. Ooh, Defiant was still around. Oh, God, I have a full run of that stuff. Let's go through Defiant since we're at it. During Defiant, we had Charlemagne number 8. We had Dogs of War number 8, the final issue. The Good Guys number 12 and Warriors of Plasm number 15. Some flip side from Delusion Publications. I don't know what that is. Disney has Disney Adventures 51. Division Publishing, The Hybrid. Looks cool. Double Edge Publishing, Demons of the Mist. That also looks interesting, but I don't have Draculina. I don't think I have any Draculina magazines. They publish She as well. Dramanon Studios. Dreamwolves. Doesn't have any creditor work on this. It talks about digital. So it could be digitally rendered. Drawn in Quarterly. Don't have much of that stuff. EC Comics was reprinting stuff. Yeah, let's stop with EC, and we'll take off from there. I miss previews. It was so nice to be able to stop and look at a magazine and not have to jump around a PDF that's like 17 gig. And it slows down downloading and all that bullshit. Yeah. So now we're going to take a pause for the cause. All right, I'm back. And we're going to talk about books from December 29th through January 4th. Again, I was off. Movies watched, they were all 4 out of 5s. Influencers, I think this is a Netflix movie, and there's two issues. It's about like a woman that kills influencers. It's so interesting. It was really good. Another Western from Clint Eastwood, Two Meals for Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah really isn't a sister. Anaconda, the new one at the theater, I think. And 23 comics read. two Vortex, one Pizza Party, two Marvel, one Iron Age, four Image, two IDW, six DC, one Bad Idea, one Bad Bug, two Avatar, and one Aerosol. And did I count the religious one? Oh, that's in the next one. So we'll start with the 4 out of 5s. We have from Aerosol Sapphire number 1. The human and the elf are coerced by a magician working for the queen to have sex. It's very sexual. It's a Barry Blair issue, of course. Universal Monsters, The Invisible Man, number 1, similar to what I remember from the movie. Star Wars Bounty Hunters, number 13, really enjoying this so far. Crimson Dawn has Han. Valance is trying to save him. Dengar has his own agenda. X-51, number 5, this is what led me to buy the rest of X-51. He's really Machine Man. Has taken over by Master Mold and is after Justice and Firestar near Avengers Mansion. Vision is there to stop him. It's a really cool issue. Unfunnies number 1 and 2 from Avatar. I heard about this on Bronze of Modern Gods. I didn't know it existed. It's a Mark Miller issue from Avatar, and it's so bizarre. It's with like cartoon characters, but it talks about rape and sex and all kinds of crazy shit. I heard about this on Bronze of Modern Gods, and Richard did not even want to talk about it, about the contents, because it was so sexually bad. Me, how bad could it be? I read everything. Well, now I understand. It does sport a Keith Giffen cover. It is the most crude and filthy thing I have read. But I need to know more how the series finishes, because it's like a train wreck. You can't take your eyes off of it. It's really bizarre. If that doesn't sell it, maybe it will now. Punch to Kill. I went down a rabbit hole here. I read Vengeance is for the Living. Oh, this is how I found out this. So... can't think of his name now. Why am I blanking out? Alex Delaney, sorry, is the artist for Vengeance is for the Living, which is a 5 out of 5 book. And there's a scene in there where these cops are chasing the sister and the woman who are getting vengeance for the death of their kids, of one of the mother's kids, and the father's being kept by a drug dealer. And there's a video game arcade scene where they go in and there's a lot of like outlaw comics that are listed as the game headers, and Punch to Kill was one of the games. So I read Vengeance for the Living, and there's a scene in the arcade where all the games are named after outlaw comics. Punch to Kill was one of them, and I can see why. Also interesting tidbit is these guys submitted a film preview to the Grindhouse film. And what I mean about Grindhouse is Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez. So Planet Terror and Stuntman Mike. Can't remember what the name of that is. But they had previews like in between, like Machete and a bunch of other ones. The Thanksgiving Day, which actually became movies. we then have from DC Comics, Our Armada War seemed to have a theme where either Mother of Nature or some supernatural was protecting our soldiers. First story was a soldier was flashing back to his old home, and it was saving his life. Other stories was a cloud and a tree protecting soldiers. We have Our Fighting Forces number 17. Unsinkable Gun was a cool story, but I really like the Frogman story. The mirror salesman that wanted to go to war to get away from mirrors was very strange, because mirrors or reflections ended up saving his life. And he hated mirrors. He's like, I hate these mirrors. It's almost like Steve Martin when he hates these cans. So that was Our Fighting Forces. And then we got Patrol Head, number 3 through 5. Bought these from my piggyback on my comic shop, because I read the first issue
and decided not to get it. But then I read the second issue because it was in my to-read pile, and I was like, this is cool. What was I thinking? So I read the rest of it. I'm engrossed in the world of Petrolhead. Not only does it look amazing and the colors draw attention, but this story is great. The only thing disappointing was getting to the last page to find out I have to wait for a conclusion to it in another volume, so hopefully they will finish it. Could be they didn't make enough money and they forgot about it. Godzilla, Here There Be Dragons 3 and 4, A Pirate Tells, that was the IDW, The Queen's People about the treasure and the gold, and they end up killing the pirate. He was working with Arnold Drake. This Godzilla series with Godzilla in Pirate Times has got to be one of my favorite Godzilla stories. Besides the Marvel incarnation. Like, I just love this series. And anytime this writer is going to write Godzilla, I am going to buy it. Because, I don't know, it just clicked with me on so many levels. Flickering Lights from Bad Bug, number 6. Flickering Lights was awesome adult sci-fi series. The Flickering Lights are an entity that destroys ships by attacking crew members by giving them all their sexual desires until it consumes them. In the finale, one lone ship exits to destroy the entity. Will they survive? We have Guy Gardner Warrior 21 through 24. This issue where Guy loses his ring fighting Hal and joins the team searching for the Water of Warriors. Guy teams up with the Western heroes, Steel, Wonder Woman and Supergirl in Zero Hour, so you got that crazy stuff. They fight off a Nazi attack with Velociraptors. Even though I have owned them for a long time, I never knew how Guy Gardner became Warrior, and this told me why. And I think at the time, I was in college, and maybe I was just buying this out of habit and just never reading it, because I didn't remember any of this. The Haunted Box, number 1, is from Iron Age. A haunted box takes people's souls and gets passed around to different people throughout time. The magazine Ambrose cover, it's really beautiful. It's like a dark red in color of blood. And then the image of this girl who pulled off her skin is on the cover. It's just amazing. 4 out of 5. Now we get to the 5 out of 5s. Got Black Kiss 11 and 12, finished Black Kiss. And once I figured out what was going on the series, it really had a satisfying ending. It'll be cool to revisit Black Kiss 2, because I did read Black Kiss 2 before I read Black Kiss, and it doesn't really like flow well if you hadn't read the first one. Dagmar wants Bev to bite her, but does not happen, and it becomes a clusterfuck in Dagmar's house as the man she loves gets his dick ripped off. Cass, who is the sacrifice, gets rescued by his friend, and a cousin, Haunted Bev, gets killed by Dagmar. Cass shoots Bev with silver bullets and garlic and kills her, or so we think, and Dagmar pierces herself with a rod. We have Ordained, number 1. A priest gives a gangster his last rites and he confesses to everything. He survives and now wants the priest dead, but he is a badass with a past. That priest is. That's from Bad Idea. We then get into books read from January 5th through January 11th. The movies watched were Challengers and Influencer, which is the prequel to Influencers. I just watched them out of order, and they were really good. We got Tiger, which is a 5 out of 5 about a tiger tank. I'll bet this was a cool war story. I highly recommend it. I can't remember if it was on Amazon Prime or another station, but I think it was on Prime. A total of 18 comics, one religious, which I can't remember the name of it, and I don't have it in my database. Marvel had 11, DC had 4, and Bad Idea had 2. We start with the 4 out of 5, Psyforce 1 and 2. I said, working on completing Psyforce. I did do that, by the way. I believe this is the last series I need to fill the run of the New Universe books proper. I know Quasar and some side titles tied in, so I need to seek those as a completist. The first two issues are very good and very wordy. I recently even found out that Amazing Fantasy Volume 2 has a Merc story in it, so there are other stories that I need to have to complete the new universe. You just gotta look for them. We have Venom 251. It seems like they're setting up MJ to be leaving the symbiote, but it is very interesting to me. MJ is trying to hide the Venom identity by looking different because there are a lot of organizations after Venom. Even Luke Cage is trying to get the identity from Robbie Robertson. We have Primal Man. This is the religious comic. Primal Man, question mark, is from Chick Comics. I haven't said what it is. So it's Chick Comics because I think it's named after the guy. Chick Comics is a Christian imprint. In this book, it tries to convince the reader that evolution is not right and you should believe in the Bible. It was very interesting, by the way. I found that in a dollar bin. Richard Dragon, Kung Fu Fighter, number 9. Richard Dragon goes to defeat a living prey mantis. Captain Marvel, number 53, wanted to complete the story that started in Inhumans, number 12. So I looked on the app, and there it was. The two stop Kree Skrull War by finding out the Kree started the war. It was really a Skrull. Inhumans, number 12. Enjoyed reading the final issue of Inhumans, but it did not conclude. It concluded in Captain Marvel, so that's why I went to go there. They went to the FF to ask for help against the Kree, but they were not there, so they went to the UN, where they are considered a threat. Hulk shows up to protect them, but they end up fighting. Star Wars Legacy of Vader, 9-10. Kylo Ren has a run-in with Tava Ren and spends some time in the Vader chamber that you see in the movie. Dr. Aphra, number 14 through 15, the murder droids now have Aphra working for them. Our Fighting Forces, 168, and I wonder why I have that twice. Another adventure with the fifth loser, Anna. And Anna saves Gunner, and later Captain Storm uses a device in his leg to save them from a hanging. This is the losers are fighting forces way after the ones that I'm currently reading that are in the trade. That one I think I bought at a convention last year. Weird War 44. The first story was the best, about a World War II photographer trying to take a picture of death. The second was a paratrooper who was fearless, lands into a field of vampires. Did not get the third story, about a warrior out of time, Garcia Lopez art on the second story. Bring on the bad guys, Dormammu and Mephisto. I did not hear a lot of Marvel buzz in 2025 about the series Bring on the Bad Guys, but it was amazing. Every story was great and had a spectacular artwork. A lot of care was put into Bring on the Bad Guys. Yes, I do own the original trade paperback from the 70s that inspired the name. We had JSA number 13, the first time the JSA members meet. So well done, and starts the JSA year one. The Hero Trade, Project Chimera, number 2. The scientist tries to keep his subjects alive, but is betrayed and dies while the woman scientist still lives. The twins are still around, and another with powers is discovered. Save Now, number 1. A guy with the powers to fix problems by turning back time is aging out while his teammates stay young. And those two books are Bad Idea, and they were the only 5 out of 5s. Thank you for listening to the show. Like as you can see, I got 2 in a row. Trying to increase the output. I think I'm done for today. I want to go read or do some housework or something. And we'll get back to you soon. You have been listening to Mike M's Weekly Reads. You can reach me at MikeMyersBrunch@gmail.com or MikeMyersBrunch on X or Blue Sky, and also on Facebook under DC Noise Podcast or Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button, follow the episode threads there. The website itself, where the RSS feed is and everything, is DCNoisePodcast.com. I want to thank you for listening and keep reading comics and enjoying them. We'll talk to you soon, and thanks for being patient with me on getting these episodes out. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. As I hit the pause button or stop button.